It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Let me remind you once again that it is a good life serving the Lord. If you know Him as your Savior, you need to be serving Him and letting Him lead you and guide you through this life. Because one day we're going to be with Him personally. And this life as we know it now will be over with. No more problems. Everything's going to be taken care of. And that's something that we can look forward to. Well, the greatest thing we have to look forward to and the greatest person we have to look forward to is seeing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, we've been studying through the dispensations. We're now in the dispensation of the church. And we've looked at six churches found in the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3. And we're on number 7 now. And if you have your Bible, open with me, if you would, to Revelation chapter 3. We're going to read from verse 14 through 22. But this Laodicean church, some believe, and they try to pinpoint it down as to when this church existed. And I believe there's all these churches that we look at, the seven churches in Revelation, I believe we see part of those churches in churches today, each one of them. And some would say that this church, Laodicean church, is representative of 1900 to the rapture. Well, the name means people's rights. This is the worldly church. And we spoke of this before, but we're going to read the scriptures now to go along with this. But at Laodicea, we see materialism. And this church has returning problems. And the returning problems are even today. We see those in churches today, materialism. Well, the Laodicean church is the me church. Instead of God's church, it's the me church. And in Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 22, we'll start reading there with verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful, and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, and that thou art neither cold nor hot. Let me stop there just a moment and say in verse 15, the Lord says, I know thy works. He knows us. He knows what we're doing for Him. And in fact, He knows everything. He knows what's going on. How can He know? He knows because He's God. He goes on to say there in verse 15 of Revelation chapter 3, He says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in His throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Well, this is a time when the church is being conformed to the world instead of letting the Holy Spirit of God use it to stand out as a beacon of light, shining forth as a testimony to the transforming power of God. Instead of showing the transforming power of God, the church is showing the conforming power of the world. Now, I'm speaking of churches today. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2 says, And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There's a way to know what is acceptable and perfect. The perfect will of God is when we get into the Word of God. Our minds are to be renewed by studying and listening to God through His Word, studying the Word of God. The Bible is plain in that verse. It says, be not conformed to this world. Don't be like the world. Now, we're still in the world, and we're to tell the world about Jesus Christ. When I speak of the world, I'm speaking of the people. We're to tell the people about Jesus Christ, that He saves. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world. Don't be like the world. Don't look like them. Don't act like them. Don't smell like them. Don't be like them. We're to come out from among them. You see, the churches today, some of them have a form of godliness, but deny the power of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5 says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Some would have you to believe that the power of God is upon them when they dance down the aisles. Some would have you to believe that they have the power of God upon them when they strum on a guitar, beat on a drum, and sing to the top of the rafters. Well, let me tell you this, that the form of godliness will not get anyone into heaven. A form of godliness is not good enough. We must be godly. Now, the way we are godly is by trusting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And I believe that godliness leads a person who is saved to have a contrite heart. In other words, that person, as 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face. He says, then will I hear from heaven and will heal their land. You know, we wring our hands and we say, oh God, how can we change things in our land? How can we get back to where we were with the power that we once had as a powerful nation? Well, my prayer is that we get back as a powerful people of God, telling others about the saving power, the power that saves, the dynamite. That word power is dynamite. And we need to be letting the dynamite of the power, the dynamite of God, show forth in our lives as saved people. Many churches depend on worldly activities to attract people instead of depending on the Holy Spirit's power and the power of the cross to give the increase. Jesus said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Well, He has been lifted up. He was lifted up on the cross of Calvary. He gave His life. He shed His blood on that cross. And even before He got to the cross, He was beaten and ridiculed, and the crown of thorns placed on His head. The blood flowed even before He got on that cross. Every drop of blood is of Jesus Christ. Not only cleanses from sin, it takes it away. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. That means that there's a separation from God. Before a person knows Jesus Christ as Savior, they're separated from God. That person today who does not know Jesus Christ and dies and goes out into eternity will live forever. Well, they're not going to live. They'll be dying forever in a devil's hell, tormented day and night, which there'll be no day and night in hell. It's going to be forever and forever. That person who does not know Jesus Christ as Savior right now and drops off into eternity, goes into an eternal hell, will be later on cast into the lake of fire. The Bible says death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire. That means all of those who have died without Jesus Christ will one day be in the lake of fire that burns forever and forever. The Bible says this. He says this to the church today. 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If we love the things of the world, now, in other words, if we devote our time to the things of this world, instead of devoting our time to the Lord Jesus Christ, then He says the Father is not in him. In other words, you can be saved, know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The Heavenly Father sent Jesus to die for us on the cross of Calvary. We know that. He sent Him to give us eternal life. And if we do not recognize Him as the Savior in our lives, then it's as though the Father does not know us. It's as though Jesus Christ does not know us. love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, and I would say if you love the world more than you love Jesus Christ, if you love the things of this world more than God, the love of the Father is not in him. You're not exhibiting the love of God. 1 John 2:17, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now we're looking at the Laodicean church, and I believe it's present even today. The Laodicean church looks to the people of the world, the unsaved, to help meet its financial needs instead of totally depending upon God through God's people to meet those needs. Notice I said needs, not wants. When we turn the church over to the unsaved, then we're going against what God says. He says you're to depend upon me. You're to look to me for your needs. Paul the Apostle said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. How many churches, I mean Bible-believing churches, have closed the doors because they have depended upon the world to supply the necessary funds to keep those doors open instead of looking to the people of God and saying, this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to support the local work. He wants us to meet the need through him. Now, Christ said, I will give you everything you need. Some say we need this or we need that, but don't have the money. Well, what does God say in his word? He says, I will supply all of your need according to my riches in glory. How? By Christ Jesus. Now, if you send tithes and offerings to these so-called television evangelists and pastors, so-called, and radio, television, radio, whatever they claim to be, pastors, let me invite you to do this. The next time you go to the hospital, call one of those evangelists or television or radio pastors and have them come pray with you. I venture to say that they would not come because they're too busy. The next time you have a loved one who drops off into eternity and there's a funeral to be done, call one of those people that you're supporting, one of those so-called pastors on radio or television, ask them to come and help you with the funeral. I think you'll be greatly amazed that they will not come. So what's the answer? You support the local church that you're supposed to be a member of. Get into a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching local church and forsake not the assembling of yourself together with other believers, as the manner of some is. And maybe you're part of that some today, and you need to get into a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching local church. One that preaches Jesus saves, and Jesus is helping us not to be conformed to this world by the renewing of our minds as we get into the Word of God. Once again, Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And I say, if the money is needed, if it's not needed, forget about it. If the money isn't there, don't buy it. Pray, ask God what is needed, and then depend upon him to supply for the need. Many churches have closed the doors because they're not depending upon the Lord Jesus Christ. How does God see your local church? If you're in a local church, how does God see your church? Stand up for the Lord and let the Lord lead and guide you through this life, telling others about Jesus Christ as he saves. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.